What is the place of adjective? After the name or before the name? Inversion, both works perfectly, and they will give you different senses. So we could play with it, right? These are the languages that they will explain something. They point to something. Arab language is different. They always point to somewhere. And in that somewhere, there is this like this cubic.
Rubik's cube.
Something like that, but not moving one. Related to each other somehow. And they will refer it there. There you will find a different pointing to different stuff, and that's the meaning there, hanging there. So it's a very poetic language in a way. Because no word carries only one meaning. Every word is carrying some neighbors, positive and negative. Positive in some places and negative somewhere else.
Can we use deterministic for Java?
No, you cannot use any word. You will see, that's my argument. I will give you the meaning of jab and now try to invent a word for it. First of all, jab means force. The guy who is doing jab is Jabbar. And Jabbar means dictator. So jab means dictator. Okay? And if dictator is negative for you, I'll tell you that. You know who is the best of all Jabbars? It's God. There is no positive negative in Arab language. We are showing you a field of meaning. Am I right? It could be positive, it could be negative. Don't do that. Then, there is another meaning of Jab. The meaning of jobber. What it means, jobber?
Support something, gives it, like, supports the success of something.
The guy who is backing you up is supporting you. Not the one who dictates to you. Now is another guy. He's doing the same thing, isn't he? Actually, he has a hand in your matter. But it could be dictating, it could be a helping hand. So this is how you get the meaning of jab. Then, there are a lot. I will let it to your curiosity and force him to go back to the root of his own language.
Gabriel, too? Gabriel, the angel.
Yes. Oh, it's more than that. Jibreel. Gabriel means the angel of Jah. You do the math. But, talking about math, algebra is the Jah, period. That's the meaning of it. The word comes from Arab word, and they say, what is this? Arabs say, this is the Jah. What is algebra? It's the dictating rule or law of everything to happen, of existence, right? And it's dictated to you. Is it good or bad? Because of that law you are here. I change the gravity, suddenly you are not here anymore. That's algebra. Knowing the relationship between each piece of this existence is algebra. Algebra covers the meaning of existence and is the base of mathematics. Now you know a little bit about Jab. Yes?
What about Jabarut?
Oh, Jabberoot is a little bit complicated, but yes, it is. Jabberoot is, in a way they describe it, Jabberoot is that special holy space that belongs to God, and the selected one will be there. That's a romantic way to point to it, but it has another meaning. Where is Jabberoot? I ask you now.
In the way I thought of it as a mic, and I learned that it means this mic, this force, this infinite force, infinite energy, Jabberoot.
Yes, you got the meaning of Jabberoot not coming from algebra. From Jab, force, dictating. Yes, it is. Oh, you know what? Because it's the adjective of God. Is all of them, all together, they even don't do. So it is Jabber, and it is Jabbar, right? And he has the Jabberoot. But guess where Jabberoot is, really? Anyone? Really? Really is this, only real thing I know is reality, this one. This is his Jabberoot, isn't it? And he's forcing all the little stuff here to behave. All the subatomic particles, they go by a rule. His rule is ruling here. This is his Jabberoot. Guess what? The gods will get it and understand it. They enjoy it because you know what this is? This is his presence to some of us. Because talking about present, remember we talked about the present, is now, right? Only. This is the reflection of his beauty, isn't it? So it's everywhere. Jabberoot is a state of a being. Actually, that's why Sufi, they use it as a term, that going to his Jabberoot, without moving, without going somewhere. To understand the Jabberoot, then it is Jabberoot. Like when you understand that this is a gift, you will be happy. When you understand it as something that is expected, what is it? You tell me, what are you doing here? What will happen tomorrow? Tell me, what's going to happen tomorrow?
What's going to happen tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Well, we do expect his Jabberoot to...
If
this algebra to hold,
if his will doesn't consider that possibility, you better forget it. Tomorrow, inshallah, there will be something. Tomorrow is not going to be here necessarily. This is a part of Jab. See how it fits? If his will is ruling, so if he wanted it, there is a tomorrow. If not, any objection here? Would we? We should be busy with what? The present. Here, now. We are alive. Not only we are alive, we are very fortunate to have the luxury of putting all the survival stuff of you aside. I'm going to sit down here and try to understand this present better, to feel better. So we are that fortunate. This is given to us. Of course, he could say, yes, I tried very hard to find this class and a parking today and blah, blah. Well, at the end of the day, this present is a gift. And the one who understands the gift will have more pleasure.